Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Patty Vasquez is actually on her way to Southern Illinois. Patty, we're actually going to have more people in Southern Illinois than in Chicago on Monday. You know that.
Okay, so yes, and that's why my husband decided he would find another town, and he won't let me tell people where it is because he doesn't want everyone to go there, presuming that everyone else isn't also doing the research. We're going to a town south of Missouri, and my husband called the municipality, their town hall, and asked what they're thinking, what their expectations are, and they told him, and I'm not kidding, they said, well, we're not sure, but we're expecting between 100 and 40,000 people in our town.
100 people to 40,000, we have no idea.
Yes. You can't make reservations for an eclipse. Like, no one's calling ahead except for the hotel, and that's about it, right?
Will that spot be in the totality? You'll get 100%, right?
Yes, we'll be in the band of totality.
Wow.
Just sounds exciting when you say it, doesn't it?
It does.
We're heading toward the band of totality.
There's no going back when you get into the band of totality.
Yeah, I really can't even imagine what traffic's going to be like or what, you know, nothing. Nothing in our lifetime, I don't think, has there been a reaction to an eclipse like this, has there?
I was trying to think of what are things like almost pop culture-y things that everybody suddenly gets on the bandwagon and does. Do you remember the harmonic convergence? But that was nothing like this. Or
no.
I'm trying to think of other natural phenomenon or social phenomena that everybody suddenly was into, and you know, the Macarena, or
remember Hands Across America? We didn't
Yes, but that wasn't like this. Okay,
right?
So are you on our nation's highways right now, Patty?
I am indeed. We were supposed to leave. Okay, the target time to leave was 8 a.m. And you traveled with kids, right? And maybe your wife or maybe your husband, whoever it is in your family that holds things up. This morning it was me. Could not leave at 8. And then the next target time was 10 or 10:30. Didn't make it. So we're at Hinsdale. That's as far as we've made it so far.
As you may know, and I'm not going to tell you, I hope, something that is new to you, Patty, but Hinsdale is nowhere near Missouri.
No. Well, we're spending 3 days in our state's capital first. Because we're going to the state fair, and then we are going to do Lincoln's home and the old state capital and New Salem and all those great places.
Oh, what a nice. So, is the family with you?
Yes, the whole family's with us.
Oh, this
is
great.
Well, not my mom. I should have brought my mom, and now I'm feeling bad about it.
Well.
But anyway, that's, you know, no do-overs. Sorry, Mom.
So, well, maybe if you're caught in one of these epic traffic jams, because you'll be on 57. That's the only major north-south. I mean, 55 goes to St. Louis, but if you're going to Carbondale, that's 57, right?
Yeah, so we'll be off. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you our route out either. My husband's being very secretive.
Yeah.
He actually isn't giving me any of the coordinates either, so that I won't share them with people.
Coordinates. So, you know, Steve Rzanich and Dave Schwann are also joining you in Southern Illinois for the reporting on my show Monday between 1 and 1:30 on the eclipse. Are you a kind of a geek for this too, Patty?
I'm excited. I don't have just the paper glasses. I actually have welding goggles with the shade 14 ready to go. I've had these for a couple months. So I'm a bit of a dork.
Yeah. I mean, really? And did you buy them like used from a hardware store or a construction supply? Where do you get welding goggles?
Before on Amazon, before the entire world decided they needed in, they were only about $7, believe it or not. They're looking like a steampunk, but you can switch out the lenses with the ASA approved, the NASA approved, the AAS NASA approved lens.
So do you have ones for your whole family then?
They have the paper glasses. I didn't know if they would want them. They didn't seem as geeked out as I was.
Hey, kids, I'm going to put on the good goggles. You may lose vision, but I'm going to have the... I'm going to put the welding goggles on here. You kids do these dollar paper things that I picked up at a drugstore, right?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. It's more than 2 minutes in the band of totality, depending on where you are. So a few minutes looking at it with the goggles. I can share it with the family. I also want to see what it looks like through the trees. It's supposed to be amazing that way as well.
So I've heard. So when you're on with us, you know, we'll be talking about the science and the anticipation, and you'll all do your stage and scene setters. But then when it happens, when we are in the... band of totality. I want you to tell me how it feels, you know, what you're experiencing.
Absolutely.
I want some emotion.
Okay. I will prep myself mentally and physically for that exact moment to make sure I'm ready to go for you.
And I don't want you to rehearse it. I just want you to tell me honestly, what are you hearing, seeing, feeling, experiencing, that sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll make sure that I'm open to the experience, that I make sure I'm not like just going through the motions or just talking to you, but that I'm completely open to it.
Yeah. And if you're just losing it, if you're just sobbing, that will be okay.
Okay.
Because Schwani's already crying. He's just walking around the hall going, "This is going to be the most wonderful thing. And I'm just going to come closer to my God and nature. It's going to be the most wonderful thing." So I'm
more giddy, I guess. I have a lot of adrenaline for some reason. I don't know why. It's sort of illogical, but it's exciting.
I don't know. Have you heard you are a lot of adrenaline, Patty Vasquez. All right. You know what I saw? Just two little factoids that I still find fascinating. That this thing is going to be racing across the country, this giant black dot, and it's going to be racing across the country at 3,000 miles an hour. I think that is so cool. I mean, that's, I guess, the speed of the sun and the moon and the planets and all. And zoom, there it'll go.
Let me tell you, it just occurred to me as you say that, these sort of, and I think I heard something on Bill and Wendy's show about, you know, these, you know, the moon and the sun is sort of an analogy that my husband has made about my sons, my two boys. You know, Griffin is my 13-year-old and Declan, my 12-year-old. Griffin is this vibrant, you know, just incredibly energetic kid. And just, my husband said he's kind of like the sun. And my younger son, Declan, has special needs. He's significantly disabled, and he enjoys the world in a different way. It's sort of a little more peaceful and taking things as you go. And I just realized I'm probably going to get emotional just thinking about that on Monday, but it is a little bit, to me, they're a metaphor for what's happening on Monday as well, the two passing.
Yeah, I'm not against, you know, using this to do or think or reflect in some profound way on life. That sounds cheesy, but if you want to go there, I'm surely encouraged. I mean, like, you can get caught up in the science of it. You can be completely blah about it. I get that, too. But if you want to get all wound up, what the hey? I say put some meaning to it, you know?
Yep. It just dawned on me. See what I did there? See what I did?
What's that? Okay. Oh, dawned on me. Bertrand had a funny joke earlier, and now you did that. You guys need to ring a bell, because I'm not.
Well, corny doesn't count, I don't think, is funny. It just counts as corny.
Well, if you want to do me a favor, when we're having that moment, that magical once-in-a-lifetime moment live on the radio, don't do puns, okay?
Okay, I promise.
That's all I ask.
I'm getting it out of the way, out of my system. I'll do it all weekend, and I'll be ready to go. Clean slate for you, sir.
I'm looking forward to talking to you on Monday, Patty.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well.
My best to your family. By the way, your mom is here. She's really distraught. She's in the studio walking around going, "Where's Patty? Patty?" Shame on you.
Excellent impression. I know. I'm a horrible daughter.
Listen to you on Monday now.
Thank you. I'll be on the air tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Shut my mouth. We'll listen to you tonight and then again on Monday on this show, our own Patty Vasquez.